is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight, and beyond. Who knows how late we run? I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
clean, you can be keen. You can work like a dog round the clock. You find it's tough to sell enough to each tavern and store in every block. Well, there's a way to move the brew faster. There's a way to make you the selling master. Be shelf conscious, I said, shelf conscious. You've got to think of display. Be shelf conscious, always shelf conscious. If you want your business to pay, get the ball staff up to the eye level. That's a buy level, spelled B-U-Y. Don't let competition grab the best position. You never get ahead by acting shy. Be shelf conscious, never self-conscious. Get out in front to stay. You can pay off that mortgage, get a new car, keep the kids in college, be a star. If you think display and position and frontage,
We'll be right back. kiss my ass as well.
It's a really great time on the Caribbean, basking in the sun. It's a great life in California, basking in the sun. Oh, but we're here, we're not gonna change. No, we are staying behind. Everyone in the world's on their way off sunny California. Everyone in the world's off on their way to sunny California. But we are the ones that are staying behind. We are going to stay at home. Everyone else is off to sunny California. But we're not. We're staying behind because we can't afford it. And we love our dark little rainy island.
Nice up the Olaf United Kingdom.
Yeah, they wrote some pretty silly songs back in those days.
Oh, they wrote some silly songs. Look at this one. It was done by Ishka Bibble with the old professor, Kay Kaiser.
Evening, folks. Hi, y'all.
Come on, chillin', yes, dance.
Come on, Evie, let's dive into that itty bitty poo.
All right, with the three itty fitties.
In the meadow with the itty-bitty-poo, fancy itty-fitties and the mama fitty-foo. Fim said the mama fitty-fim, if you fam, and they fam-fam-fam all over the dam. A boop-boop, diddum bottom want 'em chew. A boop-boop, diddum bottom want 'em chew. A boop-boop, diddum bottom want 'em chew. And they fam-fam-fam all over the dam.
Words of wisdom, right?
Right.
What makes those time-worn memories seem so fantastically swell?
Well, I guess only time will tell.
What do you say we go over and talk with our guest? All right, Evie?
too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Riot, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on. Blood on my face and my hands, I don't know why. I'm not afraid to cry, but that is none of your business. Overdo it, don't tell me you blew it. Stop your bitching and fight your way through it. I'm not like you, I just fuck up. Come on, motherfucker, everybody has to die. People equal shit.
Oh, God, I love the world. I love the world. ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer. They are an example of synthetic speech, a product of Bell Telephone Laboratories' research into the basic nature of speech. Knowledge developed through such research may be useful in devising new techniques for transmitting speech over communication systems. To make the computer talk, it is fed punched cards containing the names of speech sounds. The computer combines these sounds, in accordance with the linguistic rules which govern the English language, into connected, intelligible speech. For example, when the sounds for the sentence, "He saw the cat," are fed into the computer in sequence, it says,
"He saw the cat."
The flat, monotonous tones of the computer indicate an absence of the pitch